welcome to another episode of the Music Rabbit Hole. I'm your host, Grammer. On today's musical journey, special episode here. I want to switch things up a bit. This is the type of video that I did a while back, where I take my... So I'm listening to music all the time, as you can imagine. And I always love listening to new albums as they drop. And I track my ratings and all the data in spreadsheets. It's very nerdy. But I wanted to do a video. I'm going to start doing these more regularly at the end of every month, recapping some of the albums I listened to this month, the ones I enjoyed, the ones maybe I didn't love, and just hopefully give you some ideas of some music to listen to. I'll even play some snippets of these albums as well for you. And so this is a different type of episode. It's not my usual 8, 9, 10 minutes episodes. This is probably going to go longer than that. So strap in. It's going to be a wild ride. I got 18 albums to talk about today. And as I've stated in old episodes and things like that, look, I'm not some music genius. I'm not some big authority figure in this in the music world. I'm just a guy who likes listening to music, so I'm not going to dive into super crazy details or things like that. I'm just going to tell you what I like and what sounded good to my ear, and what might sound great to me might not sound great to you, and that's all the fun in this stuff. So, bunch of different albums to get to, and again, if you're listening to this, you can check out the YouTube version. If you're watching this, you can check out the audio version on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you consume your shows. So I'm going to be going in reverse order. So my, like, quote-unquote least favorite albums of this past month to my most favorite. And we're just going to go kind of artist by artist and have some fun along the way. Everything is going to start today with the album that came out on June 3rd by a band called Purity Ring, and the album that they put out is called Graves. Seven tracks on this one. They fall into the electronic pop realm. They're from Edmonton, Canada. This is an EP. It's on the Fellowship label, and I'll just play you one of the tracks I did enjoy from them. This one's called Never End. Song was Never End. The band is Purity Ring, and the album is called Graves. EP, seven tracks, came out at the beginning of the month. Critics gave the album a 6.9. I went 6.5 with my rating here. It's fine. It's good. I mean, 6.5 is not a terrible score or anything. I think sometimes with electronic pop, what keeps me interested, or electronic music in general, is when you can really switch things up, and I felt like this album kind of stayed at the same kind of level the whole way through. So that's the reason for my rating there. Next up on our list, Yaya Bey, the Brooklyn, New York R&B singer. The album is called Remember Your North Star. It's her fourth studio album. This one's on Big Data Records. This 18-track album dropped on June 17th. I will play a snippet here. This one is called Keisha.
First things first, I'm the one and the two and the three. I saw the others, they'll never be me. Show me one thing that's been worth risking me, babe. Why you no like nice things? Why you no like nice things? We could do this real easy, baby. Easy, baby.
Yeah, yeah, bae. Again, the album is called Remember Your North Star. Another record that I think has some really nice potential there. Critics gave it an 8.2. So again, critics loved it. I gave it a 6.6. I just didn't feel... I feel like there are some really strong tracks on this album, and but I felt bored at times. And with some of those R&B albums, you know, it's one of those things where I like to be taken on a journey, especially if you're putting out 18 tracks. And it just felt like I never really took off. There was no real journey, but tremendous artist, obviously. Again, this is just my opinion. Tremendous artist. Critics loved it. So, you know, definitely worth checking out. Next on our list, Fantastic Negrito. The album White Jesus Black Problems came out on June 3rd. 13-track album, folk, blues, R&B. Fifth studio album from this artist, Storefront Records, is his independent label. This song off the record is called Oh Betty.
So I said, Oh Betty.
Oh Betty, Fantastic Negrito, another one that's another album that 13 tracks. That was honestly probably the only song that I really enjoyed. The rest of it kind of just didn't necessarily appeal to me. That's another one that the critics did love. 8.5 from them, 6.7 from me. There are some. It is an album that has some great messaging and things like that, and you know, I think there's a lot there. It just, yeah, it just didn't really, didn't love it. Didn't love it. Didn't relate to me. Next on our list, 070 Shake, the album You Can't Kill Me dropped June 3rd. 14 tracks, kind of in that alternative hip hop realm. This is an artist on the Good Music Def Jam label. Worked with Kanye in the past from New Jersey. This is their second studio album. Lots to like here. This song is called Skin and Bones. Skin and Bones, 070 Shake. There's a couple songs on this album I liked a lot. There's also a song called Medicine that I listened to quite a lot and enjoyed. Yeah, I think there's a lot to enjoy here. This is an artist. This is only their second studio album. I think there's a lot of room for growth. So, yeah, a lot to like here. Critics gave it a 7.3. I went 6.7 for 070 Shake. Four down, we got some more to go. Next up, number five on our list, Baby Strange, the album World Below, dropped June 17th, a 10-track punk rock, indie rock album. This is on the Icons Creating Evil Art label. This is their second album. They're from Glasgow. A Scottish indie rock band. They were formed in 2012. This is a track off the album that's called Under the Surface.
I found a place to hide. Sure I've been here before. Let's try to pick up all the pieces. One more night, will it make a difference? I don't want to waste my time.
Under the Surface, Baby Strange. Again, the album is called Worlds Below. And yeah, I think pretty straightforward indie rock, punk rock album. Not a whole lot of intriguing elements, not a whole lot of deviation. I think it's just a great 10 tracks of that, pretty much what you just heard there. So plenty to enjoy. Critics gave it a 6.8. I also gave it a 6.8. I fully agreed with them. I was like, hey, look, this is a solid score for this album. And yeah, if you like kind of the punk indie rock, especially from an overseas band, check out Baby Strange. Next up, we're hitting up Vori and the album Lost Souls that dropped June 3rd, 17-track rap album. This is the debut album from the Houston-born, Louisville-raised rapper. This is on the Dream Chasers, Electric Feel Records. That's Meek Mill's label. This is an artist that was on Donda, so you may have heard them a bit in the past. This song features Nave and Blue on this one, Young Blue on this one as well. It's called Do Not Disturb.
Tripping, put your phone on, do not disturb. Putting in OT, but you keep working my nerves. Not trying to go back and forth about who hurt who first. You ain't got them question, nigga, baby, it's yours. How I'm under 30, I make 30, 30 times. How you do me dirty and play victim blows my mind.
Do Not Disturb is the song. Vori is the artist. I also like the songs CWR Interlude and Project Baby. There was not any data on critics rating this album, so I don't have a score for them. I do have a score for myself, and that's a 6.9. Another artist that I think has a ton of potential, young, 24-year-old, so he's got a lot of room to grow, and I think especially has caught a lot of eyes. I mean, again, you got a chance to work on Donda, and Kanye West is on that album as well. I think there's a ton of potential there again for Vori, so look out for him and his stock to rise in the near future. Next up, we're hitting up the longtime artist Regina Spektor and the album Home Before and After that dropped June 24th. 10-track indie pop, piano pop record, 8th full-length studio album. Let's play this song called One Man's Prayer.
I just want some girl to love me back. Tell me I'm her only and take away the lonely. This deep love in my heart can't go to waste. Cause if I won't get to meet God and I won't get to be a God, then at least God let me get love back by girl. I just want some girl to talk to me.
One Man's Prayer, Regina Spektor. I mean, she's been doing this a long time. She doesn't need me giving her any sort of criticisms or anything like that. The album listens nicely. I mean, honestly, I enjoyed it. It's one of those piano pop records. There's some weirder songs on the list for sure. But One Man's Prayer and Loveology were my two favorite tracks on the album. And I think you can listen to this and you're going to enjoy it, especially if you like the Regina Spektor fans. I'm sure were very happy. Critics gave this a 7.6. I went 7.1 here. I think there's a couple songs where it's like they either go on a little too long or there's some tracks that just get a little too weird for my taste. But Regina Spektor, again, the album is Home Before and After. Next up, we're hitting up the man Drake and his album, Honestly, Nevermind. I am not going to play a clip from that record because Drake is so big that I'm afraid my video will just get like taken down if I try to play any of his songs. And I don't want that, and you don't want that. So I'm not going to play a track of his, but you've probably heard this again. Honestly, Nevermind dropped on June 17th. It's a 14-track kind of house music, club music album. It's Drake's 7th studio album on OVO, of course. This was one of those records that you had to go in with the mindset that this is not obviously a rap or hip hop record. And it is just it's a house music, club music type album, with that influence. And if you can listen to it as just that, as what it is, I think you can find some enjoyment here. Obviously there were a lot of jokes about it when it first dropped. I questioned it when it first dropped, 'cause I was like, what the hell is this? But when I gave it another chance and another listen, and like I said, when I looked at it as this is a house music record, and you know, I really enjoyed it. My favorite songs, A Keeper, Sticky, and Jimmy Cooks. Critics gave it a 7.3. I went 7.1. Not that much different from them, honestly. I really think this album, if you look at it as its own thing, And, you know, it's not a typical Drake album. I think you can, like I said, I think you can find some enjoyment in it. Next up on our list, we're hitting up Michael Head and the Red Elastic Band and the album Dear Scott that dropped on June 3rd. 12-track alternative rock, Brit rock album from Liverpool, England, on the Modern Sky UK label. Been around a long time. And I'll play one of his tracks here. This one's called Kismet. That's Michael Head and the Red Elastic Band. It's one of those records where, yeah, if you like kind of that old school Brit rock sound, I think there's going to be some tracks there that you'll enjoy. I think it's just, it's a fine record. Again, I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it. I really, honestly, it's like, it does have that old school Brit rock feel. So if you like that, and I do like some artists in that realm, I think you'll enjoy it. The critics gave it an 8.9. I did 7.2 here. We're halfway through the reviews. Hope you've been enjoying this video so far. Hope you've, it's piqued your interest to listen to some of these records. This is when I stop and remind you, continue to please like, comment, and subscribe to the show. If there's a, in the future when I do my regular episodes, if there's a band or artist you want to hear, you know, you can drop a comment or any thoughts about the episode as a whole. You can always comment below. Like the video if you so choose to do that. And then also continue to subscribe. As this recording, we are at 2,753 subscribers right now. So it's been a lot of fun. And we will continue ahead. All right, second half here of the reviews. We're now hitting up Foals and the album Life Is Yours that dropped on June 17th. It's an 11-track indie rock, math rock, dance rock type record. Seventh studio album from this band on Warner Music here. And this song is called 2 AM. Foals, 2 a.m. Again, the album is Life Is Yours. Did I give my rating for the last one? I feel like I did. If I didn't, I gave it a 7.2 for Michael Head and the Red Elastic Band. But for this one with Foals, critics gave it a 7.4. I went 7.3. I like this song 2 a.m. and I like the song Wake Me Up. Yeah, it's just a fun dance rock type album. Again, I went 7.3 right there with the critics. I really enjoyed probably about half the album a lot, and then the other half was like, yeah, this is fine. It's just that dancey type music. I mean, that's all it is, and that's plenty enjoyable. Now we're really getting into the albums I really, really enjoyed this month, and this one in particular, this next one here, West Side Boogie, More Black Superheroes is the album that dropped on June 17th, 12-track West Coast hip-hop record, second album under Eminem's label Shady Records. West Side Boogie is from Compton, California, and he's been making music a while now. This is, like I said, his second studio album, though, and this one is fantastic, and I'll play a clip from it. This one is called Stuck.
Oh, you think you better than everybody? You think you better than Bonkin, huh? You too good for the hood now. Straight bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Be the driver when I'm slumped. Be my nigga if you clutch. I ain't saying fight my battles. You ain't gotta be my crutch. Tell my mama that I love her. I don't do that shit enough. I'm a bro, wait. I'm a bro, bro in a cut. I love the hood. You know I'm stuck. Wait. I worry about the shit tomorrow. Why the fuck you acting sus? Wait.
Stuck, West Side Boogie. Really kind of brings in his real life to a lot of his music, storyteller, unique voice as a rapper as well, kind of has a unique tint to his voice. And this one's a great one. So More Black Superheroes. Critics gave it a 7.8. I went 7.4 for this one. Next up, the indie rock folk rock band Mountain Joy and their album Orange Blood that came out on June 17th. 10 tracks. And this is their third studio album. This is on Island Records. The clip I'll play for you now is the song's called Johnson Song. I've listened to Mount Joy for a while now, and really, honestly, have enjoyed pretty much every record they've put out. And this is part of that as well. This is their third studio album, as I mentioned. Johnson Song, another song, Lemon Tree. I enjoyed that one. So check out those two tracks. And critics, there wasn't enough critic ratings to have an average, so no score from the critics. But I gave it a 7.4. Mount Joy, Orange Blood. Now we're hitting up Post Malone and 12 Karat Toothache, dropped June 3rd, 14 tracks, pop, R&B, dance pop type record. This is on Mercury Records, and this is his fourth studio album. Plenty of songs to choose from, and I went with Cooped Up. Roddy Ricch is on this one as well. Probably heard this a billion times, so I'm not going to play it too much.
I'm about to pull out. Switchful curtains, and I've been waiting so long. Now I gotta resurface.
Yeah, I'm just gonna play just a little clip, but you've heard that song a zillion times. As far as the record as a whole goes, you know, I know he's a super mainstream artist, and I know sometimes people don't love reviews about those guys because it's like not like they need it really, you know, because they're already so mainstream, they're already getting millions and millions of streams. But honestly, I think there's a lot to like here, and I actually liked him more than the critics. Critics gave it a 6.8. I went 7.4. I think with Post Malone, he's going in such an interesting direction nowadays compared to where he was albums ago. He's got this raw and realness to his songs as well. There's like a dark kind of sadness to a lot of it. So there's a lot of intriguing elements there. I really think he deserves to be looked at as far as this record being a solid record this year. Again, I gave it a 7.4. We are now in my top five of the month here. By the way, there are probably records that came out this month that I am not talking about or rating. I just haven't got a chance to listen to those yet. So there's a good chance that there could be albums that could be on this list that just aren't. I mean, 18 records, you know, obviously took a lot of my time, but I'm always listening to new stuff. So if there's any albums that came out this year that you think I should listen to, let me know. All right, number five on the list here, we're going Social Animals, the self-titled album, Social Animals, dropped June 24th, 10 tracks, indie rock album. This is their debut record with Rise Records. It's been in the works for a few years now, finally comes out. And full disclosure, I do have a family connection to this band, but this song is called Bad Things, Social Animals.
I feel funny, but I am not smiling. I'm straight to voicemail, but I keep on dialing. I got used to the way I'm conditioned. Born with a Midwestern raw superstition. You don't get used to an empty room. You just get used to hearing voices run.
The song is Bad Things. The band is Social Animals. They're from Minnesota, by the way. I don't think I mentioned that. And they are a band to look out for sure. Critics gave this an 8. I went 7.5. I think there's a lot to enjoy here. Best Years is another good track. The song was Bad Things. There's, I'd say the majority of this album, of the 10 songs, I mean, 7 or 8 of them, I think, are absolute tremendous tracks. And then there's a couple where, you know, maybe just not as strong. But that's what happens to everybody on albums. I mean, that's just how it is. All right, my fourth favorite album of the month, we're hitting up Soccer Mommy, the album Sometimes Forever, dropped June 24th, 11 tracks, indie rock, Loma Vista Records. I was really excited about this one. This song is off that album. It's called With You. With You, Soccer Mommy. She's a tremendous artist. Another one of those to look out for. And this is a great record. Sometimes Forever, Soccer Mommy. Critics gave it an 8.4. I went 7.8. Really high on mine. I'm almost at that 8. No albums this month got into the 8s for me. But this one was close. 7.8 for sure. My third favorite album of the month, Bartiz Strange, the album Farm to Table. 10-track alternative rock, indie rock album, his second studio album. This is on 4AD Records. A lot to love here. I'll play you one of my favorite tracks called Wretched.
Daylight doesn't seem to come up as fast. When it's you, I'm haunting. You, I'm calling. I need you back in my system.
Wretched, Bartiz Strange. I wanted you to go listen to this record because I don't want to spoil too much, but I would just say that there is a lot to love about this album. So many interesting tracks. That one for sure. There's another one, Heavy Heart. I like that one a lot. I think he's a unique artist. I think he does some pretty unique things. So I think you're going to enjoy it. Critics gave it an 8.4. I went 7.9. Again, which is on the higher end for me. I'm not some music expert or anything like that, but I try not to. There's only, let's see, as far as albums in the eights for me this year, there's only 5 that have made it to the eights and 1 in the nines. You probably know Kendrick Lamar. Everything else is underneath 8. So 7.9 is a great score. I really enjoyed Bartiz Strange for sure. 2 albums left here. My second favorite album of the, and actually all 3 of these albums, 1, 2, and 3, are all the same score, 7.9. This one is Joyce Manor, 40 Ounce to Fresno. Came out on June 10th, 9-track indie rock pop punk album. It's super wild because this is only a 17-minute record. It's only 17 minutes. It's their 6th studio album. It's on Epitaph Records. But in those 17 minutes, they just hit you. They hit you with everything they got. And this one is off that album. It's called Don't Try. Don't Try, Joyce Manor. Like I said, it's only 17 minutes, so you can knock out that album pretty easily, and you should likely enjoy the whole thing if you like them or their music or something similar to that. There's really, it just hits. All of them are bangers, if you will. Critics gave it an 8. I went 7.9, so I was right there in line with them for the most part. And this was a fun one. All right, my number one record for June, even though it's tied with the other two, so I guess they're all number ones, if I had to rank them, it would be in that order that I'm doing. So this would be my favorite album of the month, even though it's the same rating as the other two. Horse Girl and the album Versions of Modern Performance dropped on June 3rd, 12 tracks, noise rock, indie rock type record. This is a Chicago trio on Matador Records, and the track I'll play for you here is called Live and Ski, or Live and Ski. I'm not sure entirely, but this will be the song to play as out, so I'll just give you my ratings now, and then we'll just take you out of the episode. Critics gave this an 8.3. I went 7.9. I also like Bog Bog 1 and Billy. Those are other two tracks to check out, but this record, it's funny, I was talking to my friend Molly, and we were talking about how, so Wet Leg is one of my favorite albums of the year, and this album is a little bit of a toned-down Wet Leg, but this group still does an amazing job, and I love them a lot. Horse Girl, Live and Ski, this will be the song to take us out on this Friday. I hope you found some music to listen to from this episode, or some albums maybe you listen to, and you're curious my thoughts, but... all that matters is if you listen to something and you enjoy it or not. That's really all it comes down to. 18 albums today. I'm looking forward to maybe doing some more reviews next month at the end of July. And, of course, we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming next week with a Friday episode. This one, again, Horse Girl, will play us out. Hope you enjoyed this one. I know it's a little bit longer than I normally do. But, again, hope you found some new music to listen to. You've been listening to the Music Rabbit Hole. Again, Horse Girl, taking us out.